This is program number LW2323. Well, it was the championship game. Hi, this is Larry West. The atmosphere was electrifying as two teams were playing the hotly contested basketball championship in O.C. Lewis Gym in Anderson, Indiana. The noise in that crowded place was deafening. Nothing seemed more important that night. People were hyper when cheering their own team to victory. Finally, after the long, exhausting, exciting game with just 3 minutes to go, and the visiting team leading by just 2 points, the referees called a foul. It was the chance for the home team to even the score. The excitement rose. Well, it seemed as though the place were about to explode. The Anderson boy stepped up to the foul line for his free throw, but before he could do it, all of a sudden the umpire on the floor slumped and fell. What happened? The players rushed over and stood. In seconds, a doctor was at the man's side. Finally, some standing around carried the umpire off the floor. Then there was a solemn announcement. The umpire was dead. Dead? How could this be? What happened? Was it a heart attack? Was it because of the excitement? Well, in the face of such a shocking tragedy, they couldn't go on with the game. The electrified gymnasium became as though it were a mausoleum. What was a loud, yelling, sports-minded crowd then became a group of sober-faced, sad, and quiet individuals. The people left the gymnasium as though they were leaving a mortuary. You know, every once in a while, there is something that hits us in such a way that we're reminded that the game we're playing, whatever it is short. Somehow the stuff we were involved in, what we thought was so important, we thought was so exciting, isn't anymore. It all changed. It's like a slap in the face. It's like someone just threw cold water on us. We're shocked. We're stunned. An atomic bomb has just been dropped on our sense of values, and it shakes us to the core of our very beings. You know what I mean. Ever had a close friend or relative to die? Who hasn't? During the funeral, during the few shocking days afterward, you sort of take a look at yourself, don't you? What wasn't important now is. And what was so very important to you before now isn't. Your values change. Somehow you're reminded of how real death is, how quick it can come, and how final and absolutely sure that it is. And you begin to wonder, what's life all about? What am I to count more valuable? What am I doing with my life? How am I treating people? Am I living the way I ought to live? What can I do to make sense out of it all? I think Alexander Solzhenitsyn said it right. He's the guy who defected from the Soviet Union more than a decade ago now and came to this country of ours. Someone asked him one day, do we have a single main underlying moral ill that one can identify in this country of ours? And Solzhenitsyn said, besides cowardice, how about that one? That's what he said. Besides cowardice, he said, it's selfishness. Solzhenitsyn said, we hear a constant clamor for rights, rights, always rights, but so very little about responsibilities. Then he said, we have forgotten God. You know, for some reason, when an umpire dies on the gym floor during the last 3 minutes of an electrifying game, we're reminded, aren't we, how silly our so many things we get ourselves excited about really are. They stand so small when we're forced to confront life's reality, mainly centered in God. Someone once said, you can laugh God out of your schools, out of your books, out of your life, but you can't laugh him out of your death. And that's what slaps us in the face, isn't it? When a friend dies. Hey, the trick that will make sense out of life is to get it figured out before we drop dead ourselves. The slaps in the face are good for us. They are. They help us to see how seriously we need to take God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. I don't know, maybe you've been slapped in the face recently. You at least know what it means to get the shock. So let me ask, what are you doing about God in your life? He's the one we will all have to face someday, like it or not. So where is he on your list of priorities? How close near the top is he? I mean, really, is he all that important to you? Your life tattles. It really does. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free of charge. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.